This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Senate Republicans introduced a coronavirus relief bill that does not include additional state and local aid. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Local leaders have been calling for additional federal help since April, but it's not one of the targeted priorities found in the GOP bill. Kevin Baumer with the Colorado Municipal League says local aid remains a critical issue.
They have to know that that government that's closest to the people is asking for assistance, and not for a bailout, but to ensure that people are there to run the permits desk, that they can support local businesses.
And pay local first responders, teachers, and more. The GOP-controlled Senate could vote on the bill this week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A new art project in Denver is telling the stories of people affected by COVID-19. Here's Denverite's Kevin Beatty.
So we just have two more photos.
At the Red Lion Gallery in Denver, artist Sammy Lee is pasting a portrait of Gary Aloriega to a cement wall. Aloriega died after contracting the coronavirus in March, as pandemic restrictions were just setting in statewide. The idea for the project, called COVID Walls, comes from Stella Yu.
The visual image is powerful, and it makes a different impression than just data.
She says the goal is to humanize this difficult moment.
I want people to remember that this is real, that not just this family has lost somebody they love, but it's a big loss to our community, to our humanity.
Yu hopes this first installation will inspire people to paste many more faces throughout the city. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
At CPR.org, the race is on for Colorado's open congressional seat. Republican Lauren Boebert and Democrat Diane Mitch Bush are vying to represent the 3rd Congressional District, covering the western slope and parts of southern Colorado. But what issues are most important to the voters?
We want someone that's maybe a little more outspoken, a little more fire in their gut.
More of what voters have to say is at CPR.org. Coming up in 10 minutes, the price of eggs skyrocketed at the start of the pandemic, and some states are crying foul and suing egg companies. Again, that story coming your way in 10 minutes on All Things Considered here on CPR News.